You are getting the point I'm making? So it's so crucial that we look, it's an exercise. Paul said you have to fight. It's a fight. Are you getting my point? You have to fight the good fight of faith. Because God requires people to bring down events to this earth for him. When he called Abraham, that's what we're trying to read. Abraham didn't know everything. All right? God now began to show him the laws of faith. That if you are going to get to the place of fulfillment concerning the things I have said, then you have to go in a particular fashion. One of the first things you have to learn is, one, how to look even when you don't have the ability. Do you get what I'm saying? So he told Abraham, get up and look as far as you can see. I said on Monday that let's talk about contemporary things again. Things that we were talking about, business, the men behind me. I mustn't forget that vision. All right? Even if I forgot it, you come to pass, I've said it. Do you get what I'm saying? The men behind me on gospel from Africa. Are you getting what I'm saying? Now, say, okay, if I'm going to be one of those men, how is it going to be? God said to Abraham, good, it's going to be by faith. I should start connecting. He said, no, you don't need connection to human beings. You just need to hold on to a word. Do you understand? So how do we go about it? He said, first, start looking. What is the field that I've already exposed you to? Because one of the things that God does is to expose you to things you did not even know existed. Are you getting the point I'm making? That is, yes, you didn't know you could do this. God just plants you there, gives you a job there. That's it. Suddenly you begin to find skill and ability inside you. You did not know was available. You are following me? So God exposed Abraham to a particular place. And I said, start looking. So wherever it is, either you have a skill there or God has exposed you there, God says, start looking. As far as you can see. Occasionally, spend money. Buy one of these business papers. Read about the billionaires from Russia. Do you get my point? Read about the ones from Thailand. The man who rears only chicken. Read about the ones from India. And realize that they had democracy worse than Nigeria has right now. Read about it. Because that's how your eyes begin to look. He said, as far as you can what? See. I have realized this. There is no challenge in life, really, that can stop a man or a woman from achieving in life, except that it manages to persuade him or her that she can't. Do you get what I'm saying? I was reading a story of Robert Kiyosaki man about when he wanted to launch into a particular realm of business. First bank he went to that he should come and finance the business. They said no. Second one said no. Third one said no. Fourth one said no. Fifth one said no. But you see, in his mind, that business is not going. Look, you guys, one way or the other, will get the money. So for now, all I know is to approach banks for finances. So every time they tell him no, he will call the people and say, why did you say no? Because those guys work like machine. They say, you didn't follow this rule, follow this rule. I say, okay, fine. Next one is going to adjust it. They are all banks. They have the same, the same ideas. Finally, he had polished everything. So one guy looked and said, oh, this is good, and said yes. You know what Satan tries to do? First one say, why do you want to embarrass yourself? Are you getting me? You know, no doesn't kill. No is no. I've read many people. They said the worst thing, they never, in fact, I like one thing that Donald Trump said about Jimmy Carter. He said when Jimmy Carter approached him after he stopped being president to come and donate to his library fund. And he said, how much money are you looking for? He said Jimmy Carter said $5 million. Now, to Donald Trump, that was an obscene amount to ask for as donation. He said, I was so shocked, I did not answer him. He said, but that explained to me why the man became president. He was never afraid to ask for anything. This is his own estimate, too. I'm not saying I agree with him. If I had read Billy Graham's account of his first encounter with Jimmy Carter, he said, this guy was a farmer from, I don't know where the state is from. So he met him one day, he was in a car. Billy Graham was at the back. Somebody was driving, and there was another funny-looking guy in front. And the guy turned to him and said, he's Jimmy Carter, that's planning to go for president. And he looked at the man, he felt like laughing. Donald Trump said, the guy was not qualified to be president. That's in his own estimate. He said, but the guy was never afraid to ask for anything. So he asked for the presidency and he got it. I'm saying that challenges in life, what they do is to explain to you, you should not ask. Do you understand my point? They explain to you that, no, don't ask. You know you have failed before. You say, eh? If you fail again now, you know your name will be failure. Ah! But I told you, to succeed with God in life, you must not love your life unto death. Listen, in life, it's good to be disgraced early in life. It's good to be embarrassed as a young man. I was into Ken Hagen yesterday and he said something, I laughed. He said, talk about being laughed at. I've been laughed at by experts. Because where people said that the maximum money we have ever given to a preacher in a week is $90. He said, don't worry, I am going to get $300. And we're going to talk about the Lord of it. He said to the preacher, don't see anything. Don't believe God for it. Don't see anything about it. But please, just don't run your mouth negatively about it. He said, put your car in neutral, then I can pull it. He said, I will exert the energy, I will drag it. I was listening to, he was talking about not worrying, you know, casting your cares upon the Lord in those series. And inside there, he talked about how people laughed at him. That just by the way. But what they were laughing at him about, he finally got. But let me just say this before I leave there. It's good to be disgraced early in life so that you will not fear disgrace again. Do you understand my point? It's good for people to laugh at you now because that way, he said, I will look stupid. You know you have already looked stupid. Do you understand my point? And let me tell you about human beings. They can easily forget. If a man ran naked on the road today, that is stark naked, that is he removed his cloth and ran on this road, let him drive that same road tomorrow in an S600, they will be shouting babake. Then all the explanations he gave them for why he was naked, they will believe it. He said, that day, hey, they were beating me, some people here, and they wanted to kill me. I had to run. There was no time to wear my clothes. So I ran and said, poor guy. Oh, wow, now how far? Hey, give me your phone number. I should call you once in a while. You're looking at this guy. You want to call him once in a while. Human beings easily forget. So the place you have been laughed at and been disgraced is good. At least you have gotten used to the fact that what's the big deal about it? Are you getting the point I'm making in life? So God is saying that, look, I am not saying who is the fellow that has the ability to do this thing. I am saying who is the person, the law of faith number one, who can look when he has no ability. Are you getting my point? Who can dare to look? Please, I have begged you before. Deliver yourself from the cult of poverty. You know, we masses, may God remove two of your front teeth if you utter those words again, we masses. And you have been listening to me. You think I'm joking? Now, dentists go, who come back for you? How can you be masses? You. After all the word of God you have heard, you masses. We are just suffering in this country. Listen, I told you there are two kinds of servants. There are servants that are cursed. Therefore, he said to Canaan, he said, there's a servant of servants, will he be? That's a cursed servant. But there is a champion that is yet young. Therefore, he doesn't differ from a servant. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Therefore, he said, we are suffering. He said, wait, I am being trained. Who is the we that are suffering in this country? I am being touched with the feeling of their infirmities. Because I have to be a high priest. Do you get my point? Who can download blessings for people? Therefore, I have to understand what they are suffering. I have said one of the major problems with people who have ruled in Nigeria till now is because they have not felt, like talking about justice and crime control and all of that. How can you be in a country and that the police, they don't have good communication? You can't do policing in this world without good communication. But the people who make the policies, they all go around with mopo, so they don't understand. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Nobody defrauds him. If a man defrauds him, he reports to the commissioner and he gets justice by force. He's not touched with the feeling of the infirmities of the average person on the street. That is why God has not made you influential. It is important that you are harassed. You don't get what I'm trying to say. It is important that you have been harassed. So that when he gives you power, you use it to stop harassment of innocent people. Your house caught fire and you phoned the fire service. I said, there is no water. Sorry, the spare tire just went flat. And your house burnt. It's good. When you become an influential person, then fire service will work. The president was analyzing once that the budget of the New York City Fire Department per annum is $10 billion. Now, get my point. I didn't say New York State. I didn't say New York City budget. I said the Fire Department of New York City, they have a $10 billion U.S. annual budget. We are getting there. I always say these things for you to know that we are getting there. He said, it looks so glorious. Listen, that was how tall the giants also looked when the Israelites got to the promised land. But God said, the only way you get it is to look. So I have to tell you things that you should look at now. Today as I was driving, I was going home to go and get ready for the meeting. Something came to my mind. I said, God, as I was taking a turn there, something happened in my mind. I said, God, please, help me never to respect money. Help me never to be afraid of spending it. You know what I'm saying? He said, let's do this. Very good. Let's do it. He said, it's $10 million. He said, we're not doing it again. We're not doing it. You're afraid of money. And that's what I'm trying to say. I said, God, there's something happened. I said, God, please help me. Let me never be afraid. What am I saying? Open your eyes. Look. Because if you don't look, you won't get anywhere. I am telling you that this law of faith, this principle of faith about looking, it is not to the man who has the ability to acquire. Are you getting what I'm saying? It was to the person who is ready to let God help him. You know, as I was meditating, I realized that actually in life, faith is almost natural, in quote. Solomon said, God has made every person upright, but he sought out many devices. So I said, actually, the reason why people don't have great faith is because they have obstructed the movement of faith. Are you getting my point? Therefore, as we go on, we will examine the things that people do that obstructs the movement of the faith that God has actually placed in their hearts. No, Satan blinds them. He does. Problems don't let them see. That's one of the things. Are you getting what I'm saying? You know, there was something I was saying, I think, was it on Monday or last Saturday? I think it was on Monday. I'm talking about Thanksgiving. I said, one of the things you have to learn is that, you know, I said, some people are so used to problem that if God gives you money, you are looking for where is the problem he said I should solve. There is no problem. God said, go and enjoy you and your friends. The man looks and says, 5,000 naira. You never can tell. You keep for the rainy day. So God said, is that so? Okay. Rain fall. The guy said, you see, I told you that it's my train. Thank God we didn't spend the guy. You don't understand. God said, if you have done what I said you should do, this rain will not have fallen. You are getting what I'm trying to say. So this idea of look is not for those who have the ability. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that, you see, my father has promised me that in his will he's going to leave me $100 million. So like Pastor Banky said, so what I'm going to do now is that I'm going to begin to think, no. I'm talking about you leave school. You check your pocket. Nothing. Check this other one. Empty. Check this one. Nothing. He said, good. Good place to start. He said, now that we don't have anything, we can dream big. Because when we have something small, it has the ability to restrict our dream because we keep on looking at the size. So now that we are starting from zero, so I look and say, Yes. When we have finished building the power company, the productive power company of Nigeria, that's PPCN, all right? Not the power holding, you know, like the power releasing company of Nigeria, PRCN. We'll wire it like this, we'll do like this. Then we'll have a special, just be dreaming. Say, oh boy, what is happening? He said, we are dreaming. God said, we have to look northward. We have to look southward. We have to look eastward. And we must look westward. He said, after that, you begin to walk around. Do you understand what I'm saying? You begin to walk around. What do you mean by walking around? And I said, job opening. Come on, they are giving job. Maybe Zenith is now recruiting because they are expanding. Say, no. Power holding companies recruit. Let's go and see what they are actually doing inside there, why things are not working. That's, you are beginning to do what? Walk. Because he told me, look at what he said. Verse 17. Arise, walk about the land. When you are walking about, if your feet large, you are size 6, 46 in here. How much can you cover? Not much. So what God is saying, be taking small, small steps and just be exercising it. How do you walk? Take 100 naira today. Buy 200 naira. Buy business, financial standard. Business day. And read. He said, you are reading business day. Say, you're a big man. He said, amen, you're in the spirit. He doesn't know that the business day was bought with your last 200 bucks. Do you get my point? Then one day you buy, you say, what is that one? He said, that is Forbes. Or you buy one, he said, how much is it? I buy 1,005. 1,005, you get money. Oh, yes, it's prophetic getting money. Amen. He said, you get money. Yeah, it's prophetic. You claim it. One of them say, you're a big man. Stop rejecting it. People say, yeah, you're a big man. Say, what's me? I'm big man. Small me. There are things you don't hear from my mouth. Say, you're a big man. Say, yeah, you're in the spirit. For you to look at me and say, I'm a big man, then your eye is seen. God has anointed your eyes. You can see. I'm telling you the truth. You must walk with that. You are seen when you don't yet have the ability to acquire. That's the first law of faith. Then you begin to take little steps walking around. When you don't yet have the ability to buy one plot that is that square foot that your leg is, if your feet are on, you can't buy it yet. Why are you doing it? He said, because God said, if I can see it, he will give it to me. How will he give it? Let me give you, I believe this is a prophetic word. How will he do it? It's simple. Time and chance will begin to happen to you. Opportunities will begin to be created from the most unlikely places. I told a friend of mine, he told me once, he just said, bank, I sent 10,000 naira to your account for, he said, towards paying that's Kingdom World rent for this year. I said, very good. He said, I'll give you the gist later. When they came, he said, you know what happened? I was in my house, my phone rang. And one of the biggest men in Nigeria said, hello, am I talking to so and so person? He said, yes. My name is this. He said, he was surprised, like, what? How did you get this phone number? He was sitting at home, and time and chance began to happen to him. How did that time and chance begin? This was what happened. The big man wanted to do a project. He needed to have some proper documentation. Who will do this documentation? He talked it to the head of a major subsidiary of one of the top 2 banks in Nigeria. And the man said, for such paperwork, I know one guy who can do it honestly with integrity. Let me give you his number. Do you understand what I'm going to say? I'm letting you know that God is setting. Look, you know the interesting part? I believe very strongly that the angels have been set in proper places. I was listening to Miles Morrow 2 days ago. He said that there are 2 angels that follow people everywhere. He said one is called goodness, the other is called mercy. They said, what? It's true. Yeah, yes, they're possibly angels. No, Miles Morrow said they are angels. That goodness is the name of an angel, mercy is the name of another one. So that's why David said, goodness and mercy shall follow me. You're not getting the point. That is, favor is a force. Favor is not a passive thing. It's a spiritual force. That when God wants to bring something to you, he commands the angels of favor to go and create it. You are getting what I'm saying? Listen, faith is not like, I close my eye. No. Faith is to have basic understanding of spiritual machinations. That's all. Do you get what I'm saying? I mean, it was not by faith that Rahab preserved herself and her family. What special did she do? Rahab. She had been hearing, and we're going to talk about that further. She had been hearing that these people are dangerous. Their God is terrible and mighty. He said, all right. And they are camping. They are about to come to your city. She said, no problem. We are waiting. Rahab couldn't fight. Couldn't do anything. When the people came, he said, how far now? How you guys doing? You want a place to stay? Come and stay here. They're running after us. They want to kill us. They want to kill you. Good. Let me hide you here. That is, all I need is for your God to show me favor. You are getting the point. How he was going to do it, he didn't understand. He said, well, hide here. After the here. He said, did you see those guys? No, they didn't come near here. Check the other rooms. Maybe they went to the other harlots. Not here. After they left. He said, so this one that's happened now.
What thing your God go do for me?
What I'm wanting to say, she understood that their God had ability. That's all. So she took a risk because she believed that their God had ability. So people say, okay, take this red rope. Make sure you hang it there. We'll talk to Joshua and you will be preserved. When the angels sank the walls, all right, they first cracked it along the edges where her building, where her own house was, and sank the rest of the wall her own stood. What did she do? Nothing. She just said that these people, their God can. Therefore, let me do something to make the man, their God, want to help me too. What am I going to say? Faith is not a big thing, one long grammar, big grammar. No. Faith is just to understand that, listen, physical things don't control everything. There is a God in heaven. Are you getting my point? And his feet stretched down to the edge. You know what that means? That is, his influence is felt on this earth. So David said it like this. He said, who do I have in heaven but thee? And upon this earth I desire no other man. That is, once I have God in heaven, I know his influence is around and it can cause anything to happen at any time. Listen, that's how it's going to happen to you. The angels, listen. The angels of favor, goodness, mercy, they have been stationed. I believe very strongly they have been stationed. They are waiting for command. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? In life, there's no accident. There's no accident. Even when they are doing glow promo. Are you getting my point? 10 million people buy a recharge card. They win one car. Eh? That one car was not an accident to that person. God gives it to the people for many reasons. There are those that God gives it to as a blessing. Say, be blessed. There are those that God wants to use to show to them why they will never be rich in life. Just let me give him this car. Let's see what he's going to do. There's no chance in it. Ah, Pastor Man, you say we should be buying glow? No. Listen, if you are using glow, buy their card. If God wants to direct the motor to you, it will get to you. Are you getting what I'm saying? If you are not using it before, don't because of that start buying their car and their card. He said, what if God decides he wants to give me this? How it will happen? One day, are you hearing my point? MTN will go off air and you will need to make a crucial call. Then you will buy a glow card and buy a glow a SIM card and a line and a recharge card. You will load it. That will be the winning one. If God wants to do that. Are you getting my point? I'm trying to bring out the point. There's no chance in this life. Miles Monroe said, goodness is an angel. And mercy is an angel. That goodness and mercy, they follow me all the days of my life. You know, I said before, I used to wonder that this David self, I thought the man was very strong. After all, Joab was very strong. All those men around David, talk about the mighty men of David, and all of them were surrounding David. So I said, therefore, David must be their champion, stronger than them all. Then I realized it's not true. It's not true. When David appeared, he was a fine boy. That fine boy was not a compliment. It was like, see this boy just fine, pepperless. This boy just fine. Are you getting what I'm saying? That's what was there. But because God anointed him, he said goodness and mercy. So what did goodness and mercy do? Goodness and mercy will go to the house of Joab and say, Joab, come, go and support that guy. Are you getting my point? He will go to the house of Abishai and say, come. Go and support that guy. All the strong men, all of them will come and say, sir, anything for you, sir. Anything for you, sir. And the small man will be strolling down, surrounded by giants. You know, big and mighty strong men. So David will say, cut that one's neck. You know, all David needed to do to cut a man's neck was to do like this. He didn't have to raise a hand. Just say, Joab, you are dead. That is, there is no... Hey, Jesus. That is, they subjected their strength to him. That's how faith works. You are getting me? So Jesus said, this is a challenge. If you can believe. I said I was talking about the holiness of faith. In fact, let me see what I have time. Yeah, I have a few minutes just to, because I have derailed from that entirely. But this is what I wanted to make, about the holiness of faith. When God began to teach faith in the body of Christ in modern times, that I'm aware of, people misunderstood what faith was for. Let me say this and I'll close. So when people learned about faith, what did they learn about faith? They learned that I can have a new car. I can have a new pair of shoes. And people come to church and give testimony and say, praise God, praise God, praise God, I bought a new pair of shoes. Is it not true? It is possibly true. All right? But you know the interesting part? Go and read the scriptures well. You will find out that the people that God really discussed matter of faith with, God wasn't trying to give them shoes. Shoes were by the way. Like Abraham. Abraham became very rich, but that was by the way. Even the birth of Isaac was by the way. Where were we going? Blessedness so great that the families of the earth will be blessed. That is, God was teaching us faith so that we may serve the purpose of God. If all your faith ever produced for you is a good wife, a good car, good children, a good house, you actually have scored like 15% in the score sheet of faith. You don't know jack. God said, you know, I do those things for you along the line so as not to distract you. What is your faith supposed to produce? And that's why I'm talking about this issue of looking far beyond, all right, what common people can see. Looking as far as you can see. God said, what I want your faith to do is to deliver an unusual child. To bring to birth a power-releasing company. You're getting what I'm saying? Not power-holding one. To bring to birth, you know, the Bible, when it was talking about the kingdom of God, it says, like a seed that a man plants. It said, the mustard seed, that is, the seed is small, among the smallest of all seeds. But when it has grown, it comes out among the biggest of all trees, and many birds of the air, they come and find their shade therein. When Daniel was going to interpret that dream, actually that quotation from the mouth of Jesus was from the story of Daniel. When Daniel was going to interpret that dream to Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar said, I saw a tree. This is how it was luxuriant. And all the birds of the air were finding shade in it. Daniel said it like this. He said, that tree is you, king. He said, you have become so great, so mighty, that you cover many people. Are you getting my point? The economy of Babylon prospers because of you. Many people find jobs because of you. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is, the birds is talking about people who need shelter, who need a good job, who need to be able to be productive in life so as to help their families, help their children. I was reading Thessalonians just now, and Paul was emphasizing to these people, the Thessalonians, because those guys were really about. He was trying to explain to them why they needed to be productive. So God said, look, listen, this is where they will start from. I told you that there are different kinds of servants. There are cost servants and there are heirs in training. Some of them are heirs in training. God said, create something where I can train them as servants. Are you getting my point? Said, that is what I want your faith to do. As for marrying good wife, having good children, buying car, building house, those are fringe benefits of working with God. In fact, God commanded, it's interesting, Jesus said like this, don't pray about them. Say, Pastor Van, what are you saying? He said, it's only Gentiles that give offering for their car. When they go to the temple, they kill the goat. Hey, all the poverty in this house, with this goat, all you gods. He said, that's Gentiles. He said, you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added. That is, all these things are additions. They are not subjects of prayer meetings. Do you understand my point? You want to know the subject of prayer meeting? Breaking the backbones of principalities and powers and wicked spirits in the air that hold nations in bondage. You want to know the subject of prayer meeting? Causing your own heart to be able to believe God properly. That's what you pray about. I'm telling you the truth. That is, when you want to pray, look, what God wants to do is not, okay, yes, I see that boy, I give him a car. See that girl, I give him a house. I give her a house. Is that I give her a visa? Hey, because it me? Do you think that's the kind of thing I have to do? You know, I give it to them, I know. But it's not a subject of meeting, of testimony. Are you getting me? What is the subject of testimony? Look at testimonies in the Bible. Samuel came to Saul. He said, were you not small in your own eyes? Yet God made you king. Aha. That is a testimony. When David was going to dance before Micah, Micah was angry. Why are you dancing so much? He said, was I not a shepherd boy? And God made me king in place of your father. So much that the people of Israel testified that, David, if you die, the lamp of Israel has been quenched by your death. So please don't die now. That is the reason why this nation prospers, they were telling him, is because David is the king. So he was explaining that that is what God has done for me. Are you following what I'm trying to say? So when God was teaching faith, yes, he allowed those little elementary things, but he said, guys, time to step up. He said, as for your food, don't worry about it. I'll take care. As for your water, those are common things. The birds of the air don't exercise faith. But they never produce anything outstanding. That I lavish so much money on flowers that live 24 hours. Because the Bible says that Solomon in all of his glory was not as well dressed as one of his flowers. You are getting the principle. He said, but I want unusual things to be done on earth. Men, women raised up in difficult situations. I want them to arise and let me walk in their life. Say, all I, look, you know what faith is? Just do this small, small thing. Say, what am I supposed to do? Say, look, start imagining. Let look, there's one movie in my house, the children in the cartoon, you know, the Prince and Pauper. Tom Canty. Said Tom Canty, ever since he was a little boy, always dreamed of being a prince. So when he and his friends are playing, he'll be playing the prince. He will sit down on one stone as his throne and may say, hey, you, return the apple. And you shall offer up half of the apple for his just and generous return. I watched it so much, you know, I have children in the house. And then the father will come. Tom Canty, playing that prince again. You're a papa. You should get used to being a papa. Nothing good happens to papas. That's cockney for papa. You understand my point? Yeah, papa. That's what I was trying to say. But Tom Canty told his sister, I know one day something special is going to happen to us. It's a cartoon, but there's a story in it. What's God trying to say? Sit down and play the entrepreneur. In your mind, hire people and fire them. Plan pension scheme, health insurance for your staff. You are still looking for a job yourself, yes, sir. But be planning it. It's as far as your eyes can see. Are you getting my point? It's as far as what your eyes can see. And Jesus said, if you can believe, nothing will be impossible to anyone that believes. Let me close my message with a short statement. All right, just to explain something. I can't tell you step one, step two, step three on believing. No. I'll just tell you many of the laws of faith. And listen to this. As you hear me, faith is being imparted into your heart. We discussed the foolishness of preaching 2 or 3 weeks ago. There's no method to believe. God is not a God of methods. It's a God of relationship. Are you getting my point? As you relate with him, the spirit of faith rubs off on you. Paul said it's a spirit. It's a spirit. It's a spirit. It rubs off as you relate with God by his word. With a primary attitude of what I call the double hearing. That, what is that primary attitude? That is, I'm hearing to imbibe. This morning, I was listening to T.D. Jakes. T.D. Jakes said, I never study to preach. I said, I'm a man of like movements. He said, I never studied to preach. He said, I go into the word of God to find food. When I have been fed, I share the leftover with you. It's not really a matter of leftover. It's a matter of that which I have digested, which has blessed me. Paul said that with the same comfort with which I have been comforted, I comfort those who have been similarly afflicted. You are getting my point? That is, I said this in something last year, many episodes ago on our radio broadcast. I said, it's not possible to listen to me and be afraid. That once you tune into radio 8:30 p.m. every Monday with an attitude of hearing, all right, your heart can never fear for the future. It's not because you won't even know what I said. You just notice that you used to walk around like this before. Then your shoulder, you know, straightens up. Then you have this hypomanic smile on your face. For medical people, you understand what I'm saying? You're walking on the road, you're just smiling. Say, that guy, don't be crazy. Yes. I said, when you see crazy people, it's one of two things. They're either mentally having problems, or they are people of faith. The two of them, they behave alike. You won't know when it happens. You'll just be going on the road. You'll just be smiling. Say, why are you smiling? You won't know. Say, why are you smiling? You start laughing. Say, why are you? I mean, you're just happy. You're just happy. You don't know why. You're just happy. That's what the Bible calls spirit. It has been transmitted into you. Do you get my point? Listen, let me say it again. I'm recruiting for God. Anybody that will believe, Jesus said, it's not possible for you to fail in life. It's not possible. I told you that people die suddenly when they are not really going anywhere. In reality, in the realm of the spirit, they are not going anywhere. That if you believe, you don't have to pray for long life. Long life. You didn't hear what Miles Monroe said? He said, goodness is an angel. And mercy is an angel. There's another angel called long life. Go and rejoin her. You understand the power of those spiritual things. There are angelic spiritual beings that go around ministering a kind of aura around you. That's why God told the children of Israel. He said, my angel will go in front of you. That is, anybody who stands when he's coming, the person is in trouble. You are getting my point? Let me close. Before I close, let me tell you again. You will live long. Amen. You will not die young. Amen. You will not fail. Amen. And listen, you will give birth to something unusual in this generation. Amen. Come on, bow your heads and begin to give the Lord thanks.